The Olympic torch is now in Bangkok, Thailand, for the next leg of the relay. The torch will then go through seven more countries before it arrives in China. On June 19th, the torch is scheduled to enter Tibet. A second official Olympic torch is also due to make an appearance in Tibet. If things go according to plan, early next month, that torch is going to be carried by climbers to the summit of Mount Everest. The World's Carol Hills has more.
When the torch relay began in Beijing a few weeks ago, the Olympic flame was actually split into two torches. There's the torch that's caused all the headlines in London, Paris, and New Delhi, and there's a second torch, which the Beijing Olympics claimed a few months ago was flown to Lhasa, Tibet's capital. It was supposed to be kept in a special lantern there, but many people doubt that. Frankly, it's not exactly clear where the torch is at the moment. In about a week from now, though, the torch is expected to arrive at base camp on the north side of Everest, the Tibetan side. From there, if all goes according to plan, a team of climbers will carry the torch up to the summit of Mount Everest. And yes, the Chinese say they've figured out how to keep it lit at 29,000 feet. The plan is to broadcast live at several points along the route, culminating in what Chinese planners must see as an ultimate Olympic moment. Climbers' arms outstretched, holding the Olympic flame atop Mount Everest. That's planned for early May, weather permitting. David Brashears is a filmmaker and mountaineer who has summited and filmed for Mount Everest five times. He says the plan is big and brash, but his bet is that China will pull it off.
It's showing that we can do this. No one's done it. You know, they're on the move. They're very ambitious, and part of that national drive to show that they can accomplish things is just purely to show we can get this torch up to the highest mountain in the world and show the world that the highest mountain is within our borders, which is what really is deeply disconcerting for so many Tibetans.
And some Tibetans have already weighed in on the matter. Last year, while the Chinese were rehearsing the Olympic climb, one of the most prominent international pro-Tibet groups, Students for a Free Tibet, staged a protest right next to base camp. A Tibetan exile held up a banner with a twist on the slogan of the Beijing Olympics. Instead of One World, One Dream, it read, One World, One Dream, Free Tibet, 2008. A video of it ended up on YouTube.
We are at base camp right now. Mount Everest Base Camp, and behind us, you can see the majestic mountain, the highest mountain in the world, and it belongs to the Tibetan people. This is Tibet.
This year, the Chinese are trying strenuously to make sure no protests take place on the mountain. They've effectively closed the Tibetan side of Everest to all climbers except the Olympic expedition. And they've gotten Nepal to clear the south side of Everest. Climbers there aren't allowed above 21,000 feet, and they must sign an agreement that they won't do anything to harm the relationship between Nepal and China. No flags, no banners, no electronic equipment. On the Tibetan side of the mountain, China's Everest torch team has been in place at base camp since late March. 31 team members will actually make the climb. They'll be assisted by 86 staffers from China's state television, there to make sure the live TV broadcasts go off without a hitch. Mountaineer and filmmaker David Brashears says the Chinese already know how to broadcast live from the summit. They've done it three times in the past decade, including last year's dress rehearsal. And they're experienced Everest climbers.
The Chinese are extremely familiar with the north side of Everest. They made the first ascent of the north side, of the north face, in 1960.
That was just 7 years after Edmund Hillary and Tenzing Norgay, and just 1 year after the Dalai Lama fled Tibet after the Chinese crushed a rebellion there. It was a large military-style expedition, complete with soldiers from the People's Liberation Army, and celebrated in this Chinese government-made film.
Step by step, our heroes near the topmost point of the earth. Step by step, they march towards victory.
One of the three climbers who made it to the summit in 1960 was Tibetan. Since then, every major Chinese ascent of Everest has included Tibetans. Like Nepali Sherpas, Tibetans are acclimated to life at high altitudes. 22 of the 31 climbers headed to the top of Everest with the torch are Tibetan, and one of the leaders of the entire expedition is also Tibetan, which makes it all the more politically complicated. Again, David Brashears.
It's a natural sort of sense of national pride to dream up this idea of putting the torch on top. On the other hand, it's a very complicated political statement, and it's a bit of an in-your-face move to some and many Tibetan people, because it's trying to establish a certain legitimacy in a place and to show a harmonious sort of coexistence between the Chinese and the Tibetans, which we've recently seen doesn't exist.
That unrest between Tibetans and Chinese and the unrest along the torch route have given the corporate sponsor of the Mount Everest climb cold feet. Yesterday, the German car company Audi announced it would be scaling down a public relations campaign featuring its new sports utility vehicle on Mount Everest. The company said it was due to political sensitivities. As to what Tibetans feel about the Chinese taking the Olympic torch to the top of Everest, well, we may not know for a while. Tibet remains closed to foreigners, including most foreign media. Beijing is being vague about media access to the Everest climb, and last week authorities canceled plans to reopen Tibet to tourists starting May 1st. The reason? The need to secure safe passage for the torch's ascent of Everest. For The World, I'm Carol Hills.